It's Edward Goldman with Art Talk on KCRW. Last week turned out to be particularly rewarding. I stumbled upon four good exhibitions, each appealing in its own way. At Elleluer Gallery in Venice, I saw the exhibition of heavily impastered abstract paintings by Jonathan Lasker, an American artist who splits his time between New York and Munich. His geometric compositions are built either with the strong primary colors or soft pastels, but in each case they balance aggressively masculine brushstrokes with lyrical, contemplative gestures. Lasker's works come across as simultaneously hot and cool, emotional yet detached, which shouldn't come as a surprise, considering that he is a graduate of CalArts, the famous Southern California art school in Valencia. At Shoshana Wayne Gallery at Bergamot Station, I saw the elegantly installed, intriguing exhibition of video works by Oliver Michaels, a young New York-based artist who uses a variety of sculptural images, from decorative porcelain figurines to the bronze bust of President Lincoln. And with each projected image, the artist gently pulls the proverbial rug out of from under your feet. You stare at the screen and a mighty lion blinks and tilts his head in acknowledgement of your presence, while a stone-faced Lincoln suddenly becomes animated and even starts talking, which I have to admit made me giggle with delight. At the newly expanded Gagosian Gallery in Beverly Hills, I marveled at the gigantic, digitally manipulated photographs by the famous German artist Andreas Gursky. Whatever subject he tackles, be it a 99-cent store or a Madonna concert, the result is nothing short of monumental, making you wonder at the sheer scope of the scene where every tiny detail is meticulously observed and documented. In the new Oceans series, with its operatic Wagnerian overtones, Gursky manipulates satellite images of vast, dark blue stretches of ocean dotted with islands. Staring at his photographs, I couldn't help thinking about stern gods looking down in judgment on our little planet. But of all the exhibitions, one is especially newsworthy, and after being open for only a few days, it will close on Friday. I'm talking about the private collection of contemporary art belonging to the late Michael Crichton, the famous writer who died from cancer more than a year ago. The highlights of his collection are on display at Christie's showroom in Beverly Hills, and you will be surprised by the scope and depth of this collection, which was almost 40 years in the making. The writer was an extremely private person and avoided any publicity connected to his collecting, allowing his artworks to be shown publicly, reluctantly, and only on very rare occasions, as was the case with Jasper Jones' iconic painting of the American flag. Michael Crichton and Jasper Jones were lifelong friends, and that's why Jones asked Crichton to write an essay for the catalog of one of his museum exhibitions, and the writer also agreed, as an exception, to loan the small painting of the flag, which otherwise always hung on the wall of his bedroom. There are a number of other outstanding works on display, including large and small works by Picasso, Rauschenberg, Jasper Jones, Andy Warhol, and Roy Lichtenstein. I won't be surprised if, at the upcoming sale in New York, many of these works will fetch more than $1 million, but when they were initially acquired by the writer, he was not thinking of them as a good investment, but simply as tokens of his friendship with so many artists whose art intrigued and inspired him, artists who had yet to achieve the pinnacle of their fame. It's been Edward Goldman with Art Talk on KCRW.